Okay, we're sitting in an SUV. Martin Creek sitting in an SUV on his way back, headed now leaving California Street.
Really likes it. There's a cyclist.
Leaving California Street for Palo Alto. And just to kind of give you a feeling for how I justify this trip, there are 8 of us in this vehicle?
Yeah.
8 of us in an SUV.
This is a commercial.
This is a bus, as it were,
suburban.
Towing a bus. Yeah. We're towing the bicycle back from Berkeley.
Right?
And we just completed the 12th annual Alberta You Can Be Parade. And driving the Suburban is a fellow named Dave Hansel, one of our key operators here. I'm sitting next to Rich Willis. So this is kind of, I'm in the middle of a really high honor society here.
You're in a key operator sandwich.
Yeah, I'm in a key operator sandwich. Next to me is Dr. Molitor. I mean, he rocks and rolls. And in the front seat is Greg Nelson. And behind me, Faye Saunders and Peter and Skyler. And we had a blast. So let me start by asking Doug, what do you thought about today's events? Was it fun for you, guy?
Oh, it was great fun, especially when Faye started pointing out the nude men dancing, especially the buff guy who was all tanned out, all over tan.
Now, was this...
You like that, huh, Doug?
Now, is this after, you mean at the very end? Is that...
Yes.
You didn't have fun until you got to the end, in other words.
No, I just thought that was one of the more...
That was the highlight?
No, the highlight was having everybody cheers as we came up whatever street we came on.
I see. Okay. All right. So you, Rich, what was your highlight of today's bicycle ride?
Oh, success. Yeah. Getting it on the trailer and getting it off the trailer and on the trailer again and off the trailer and then the parade.
Yeah.
Plus, it was the people we were in the parade with.
Yeah?
We were in...
Did you like the cupcakes?
And we had the Stiltwalkers, and we had the cupcakes, the electric cupcakes. And we had the cheerleaders who were in front of us that we cheered the whole way on from Cheer San Francisco. It was a great parade and a beautiful day.
Okay. And, Greg, this is your hometown. You're from Berkeley. What did you think of today's parade? What do you think of parade today, Greg?
Oh, yeah, it was just great. It was as circly as can be.
And did this give you a chance at all to miss Berkeley?
Yeah, it's much the same, though. Yeah, much the same.
So are you missing it? Did it make you homesick at all? Or because you've done with that and just stayed in Palo Alto? Or what's your sense of all that? Was it just kind of like a...
It does have more of a feeling of community here in Berkeley, I must admit. Maybe it's a nostalgia, but I think there's a little bit more community in Berkeley.
Well, I know that D. Handles can't be distracted right now. He's driving a very important vehicle, towing a very important vehicle. So let's see what Faye thought about today's event. Faye, what do you think about the bicycle ride today?
It was a blast. My favorite part was getting to drive the bicycle through the parade. It was really, really fun, and everybody was cheering and smiling and laughing and taking pictures. We had probably hundreds of pictures taken of us today. Really fun.
Wow. Okay, well, then, so you like the pictures that were taken. You like driving the bicycle. Was that was it challenging for you, Faye?
No, not at all. It was a nice wide street. It was plenty going slow. It was easy.
Okay, Peter, back now, what did you think about today's day?
I thought the coasting down the long hill after pedaling for a long time was lots of fun.
And why was that fun?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Skyler, do you know?
Nope.
Okay, well, what did you like about today, the best part of today, Skyler?
Pretty much everything in general.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you like getting lost?
Yeah, actually, that was kind of fun.
Okay, and so how come when you were walking with the people in the band when we were trying to figure out where the heck you were at?
That was fun. No, I liked being lost.
Did you think that if you were with the band, you'd be more prominent, that we'd see you better?
Well, possibly.
Okay, and then...
Walking with the band until we started to see the detritus of the team that you had before coming back, and then they told us where you were.
Okay, now can you explain that word you used again, detritus?
Yeah, exactly. Peter said we got to look for a bunch of strange people, Skyler said that, in a big group, and then we'll ask them if they know anything about the bicycle. But we started to see that big bolus of people, as David said, coming up the street, only it was kind of stretched out, and we recognized people who had been on the bicycle, because we went around, because I gave them instructions. So I looked them all in the eye to make sure they were worthy of being on the bus.
They were
wonderful people. And they told us where the busicle was. But we had to keep looking all the way around because their instructions were a little vague.
Oh, really?
So it took us about as long to walk down behind that band that was playing, five-man marching band.
They
were hot. We were dancing the whole way down.
So let's ask these guys in this car here. What do you think about the busicle ride today?
The what?
The busicle ride.
That was fun.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of fun?
Oh, a lot of fun.
Yeah? Do you know what the bus school is?
I do. The bus school?
Yeah? Is that thing?
Mass, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Were you there?
Yeah.
Yeah? You missed out. It was fun. So what are you guys doing right now?
Picking my nose.
Yeah?
Why are you picking your nose? I mean, for crying out loud, next to Walgreens.
I'm going
to
go for a swim.
You're going to go for a swim?
Oh, that's
go for
a dip.
In the ocean? The bay? Where?
Claremont.
Cool.
Okay.
Direction.
Okay, so now we're done interviewing the car next to us. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah,
have fun.
Tight.
And so now we have to finish this thought with Skylar. Skylar, what do you think about those guys next door picking their nose? What do you think about that?
They were quite interesting.
And what do you think about that, Peter?
I don't know.
Peter, are you a very talkative, very verbose type of guy? Do you have a lot of words to say about a lot of things? That's Peter, and he answered.
Asked Faye if Peter was talking about the way up here.
Was Peter talking about the way up?
Yes.
And what kind of things did you guys talk about?
He told us lots of stories about different things he's done.
Yeah, oh, maybe you got to.
And what's the most important thing he's ever done? And so what is the most important thing that Rich has ever done? Rich hitchhiked somewhere one time. Where'd you go?
Hitchhike?
Yeah.
Oh, all up the north coast and around the western part of Canada, almost to Alaska.
Really? Did you go by yourself?
I went with a buddy.
Yeah? How long were you gone for?
Oh, a month or two.
And what was the longest you waited for a car to pick you up?
Half a day.
Half a day. Now, tell us about the time that woman picked you up in the...
That was the deal. We'd waited about a half a day, and we were trying to get to Prince Rupert out on the coast. And we're not on the Trans-Canadian Highway. We're up a couple hundred miles north of there. And it's a beautiful stretch of highway, but we were stuck in a town and couldn't get anywhere. And then all of a sudden, around 3 o'clock, we were just about to get up. The gal rolls up in a Winnebago. Hitchhiker's favorite ride, which you never get. The mythical Winnebago with the gal in a bikini driving. And it was great.
Yeehaw.
So,
girl by the Ford and a flat top Ford.
There you go.
Down to take a look at me.
That's right.
Was it?
Go down and let us in.
Was it very exciting? I mean, was she a good driver? And
well, it was very exciting. It was a beautiful road.
And how old were you guys at this time?
16
years old. Did it?
Hey, wow. Martin, look out the window.
Wow, look at that. That's a kite sail, right, or something like that?
Yeah, it's a kite sail.
Okay. Now, what do you think about those traffic, Dave? That we're coming up on. Dave put his thumb up. Is there anything else you'd like to say about that?
Traffic is our bread and butter.
Glad you remember those lyrics, Doc.
Traffic is our bread and butter. Okay, so well, we're kind of now headed for traffic. It used to be a Buskell Sunday is now turning into Traffic Sunday. I just need to get a final closing word or two from Peter. Because I know he has some important things to say. Yes, Peter. Peter, with a word from Peter. Can we have a word from Skylar?
13.
I guess we did go to
San Francisco. Why 13?
No, you don't want to go across the bridge.
Why not?
Why not? The bridge might be dangerous?
It's a new bridge.
No, it's not yet.
It's not open yet.
Yeah.
The old bridge is pretty...
Screwed up.
Pretty screwed up.
Well, pretty.
Okay, we're having a deliberation about do we take the Golden Gate?
There's a problem up here.
Do we take the Golden Gate, the San Francisco Bridge? Oh, there's a car problem here on the road. So it looks like somebody hit each other. They're playing bumper cars here on Highway on the East Shore Highway. Rich, is there anything you'd like to kind of add about the mechanical aspect of today's ride?
Well, we put a couple of miles on the busicle again today, and we broke a couple of drivetrains, so we're about consistent with our average.
Okay, is there any way that you can foresee it? We broke a chain, we slipped a, what else did we do?
We lost one secondary drive, isn't that what we
call it? Lost a secondary drive, meaning, what's a secondary drive? You mean a derailleur?
The axle to the drive shaft.
the axle to the
Axle to the drive shaft.
Yeah, the second chain.
Second chain.
Okay, 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 okay. So that's bad. So do we have the parts needed to fix that?
We always do.
And
we always find the parts.
Okay, great. And yeah, that's not going to require a whole kind of whole new crank replacement or nothing, is it?
No, I think this time we'll get away without having to do a crank replacement.
Excellent. That's very good stuff.
Replace or otherwise adjust one of the chain guides. The other problem
is
a chain guide problem.
And
meatballs.
Yeah. Okay, we're going by IKEA. And what do you say about IKEA again, Doug?
Meatballs!
Well, I think it's the family place to go get the meatball dinner. Very popular. Meatball dinner, IKEA. And Doug even knows the correct exit to take to get there here along the East Shore Freeway. Going forward, Rich, what do you see as things, ways we can improve the bus school experience?
I don't think there's a way you can improve it.
Okay, here's some of the thoughts I had. What are you guys thinking about having like a loudspeaker like the people in front of us had?
Oh, yeah.
Would that be overkill? Would it be nice to kind of just tell people, attention, the bus goes coming forward?
You've got David and I in the bus. Why do you need a loudspeaker?
Yeah. That's true, but we don't always have you guys. We don't always have you. We're not always that fortunate. Okay, now what do you think also, one of the things I thought, and I'm putting this on the record, is we need to have some type of signage on there for when the bus goes just sitting.
Peter, can you see?
To say that we don't want people getting climbing on this thing. Does anyone agree with that?
Underneath this overpass.
I don't know. I don't worry about people climbing on it.
Okay, so anyway, all things considered and said, we've had a great bus school experience. This has been another bus school Sunday. Brought to you by Bosco and Presario of Martin Creek. However, you know what? There's one last thought.
There's some other
strange
thing.
This Dave Hansel with a roll-up window. He didn't really say a whole lot. Dave is the real driving force behind this effort because he's really, literally driving to the Christy Wolf's Suburban.
He went and got the trailer.
Yes. Oh my God. And Dave is the guy that really is. He was like the catalyst for everyone that's here right now. Weren't for Dave, we wouldn't be doing stuff like this. So, Dave.
Chemical word.
So, Dave, what do you think about today and the bus school in general? Do you have any words for it that might be something we can
wonderful.
Put in bus dairy?
It was wonderful. It was just what we hoped for. It accomplished everything we want. I love it. I love taking the bus school out and making people laugh.
Making people happy? Was that the words you...
Make them laugh.
Laugh
and clap.
And are there any things that were favorites, the standout things about today for you?
Oh, the cupcakes were great.
The cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
Okay, now he says like the cupcakes. These were cupcakes that moved about. They were vehicular cupcakes. So that was something that really got David very excited. Was there anything else that you kind of were lit up about today?
The welcome that the bicycle got, we got applause all along the parade route. People really liked us.
Did anybody else get applause? Did you notice?
Oh, I think a lot of people did. It was a good audience.
So were we the most popular?
We were very popular. I have no idea.
Okay. Now, also, for the record, I invited the park, people who were congregating at the park after the event was over, from the stage to go for a bicycle ride. And tell what happened, Richard?
That was awesome. People just all of a sudden materialized out of nowhere.
And we had a full bus school. We had to walk. And we saw people, they literally ran. They were running toward us, were they not?
That's right.
Okay.
They were running towards us. They were so eager and they were so happy to be able to run us.
Okay, well, I think that's pretty much what needs to be said about for the public record about today's bus school Sunday. The 17th of September on a beautiful day in the San Francisco Bay Area. We're headed now on Berkeley, on the freeway back from Berkeley towards San Francisco, probably about 20 miles left to go. And it's been a wonderful experience in a Suburban. I can't believe I'm in this, people, because I'm car free, but there's 8 of us, so I'm going to underscore that. And it's been a great day. So I'll talk to you another time again soon. And thanks for today's bicycle ride. Thanks, everybody, okay? Let's have a round of applause for the bicycle. Yay! Okay, bicycle, bye.